Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Sisters Talk Radio explores our feminine power through headline topics and what women are talking about. Here are your hosts, Mona and Savitri.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio on this beautiful Friday here in Seattle. It's going to be a lovely show. And we, and by the way, Savitri is not here today. She'll be back with us next week. And I have a lovely guest with me today. Her name is Julie McClue. And the reason I'm having Julie on the show today is we wanted to talk about cosmetic safety, because there is... you know, this is a part of our daily ritual for women. Most all women wear some form of skincare or cosmetic every day. And because this is such a huge place, a huge part in our health, we wanted to get our trusted source that we could talk to find out more about the safety. Now, Julie is, for lack of a better title, product manager for cosmetics in Sunrider International. And Sunrider is a company that I've been involved with for over 21 years. And Julie has been in the skincare business for 25 years. She's covered cosmetics and nutritional and has spent a great deal of that time in the network marketing field. And she has... got a beautiful bio here, but I know it's not all the things that she's done. So, Julie, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Mona. It's a real privilege to be here with all of you.
Thank you. So, Julie, tell us more about your background and also tell us where that beautiful accent is from.
Yeah, well, I'm from the north of England. I'm from Manchester. So, you know, we all have a very distinctive northern accent. And I'm actually a state registered nurse from the UK, although I've never practiced nursing in America, and I didn't really like it that much in England either. So I tended to go into more the business world, and I started doing skincare and color cosmetics because I helped out a doctor that worked with burn victims, and he said, you know, why don't you work with them, and you know, you can help them with like special makeup, you know, you always wear your makeup, so I think, you know, they'd relate better to you than they would to him. So that's actually how I got started in the field, and I really liked it. And then, you know, went more towards, I became a I was a regional manager for Estee Lauder in England, and really got into it, realized what a massive market it is. I think globally today the skincare and color cosmetic market is about $91 billion, going that way.
Goodness.
Yeah. So we're in this massive, massive market, but, you know, not all of them are healthy. Not all of them are as good for you as the ones we have.
Exactly. And that's why I wanted to have you on the show, is because when you've got this kind of a background, it lends a lot more credibility to what you're talking about. So tell us a little bit, tell us the listeners about the... what you know in general about the current state of the cosmetic manufacturing industry. Like, how many players are there in the market, and just some general basic information. Because
yeah,
I don't think women ever know who makes that $91 billion worth of material.
Yeah, well, there aren't that many. I mean, there are just probably in America, probably like five, maybe six big manufacturing companies. And one of them is L'Oreal. L'Oreal is massive, and it owns Lancome. It makes all of the Lancome, a lot of shampoos, conditioners, and a lot of other companies that you would buy from the drugstore actually made in their manufacturing plant, because they'll have a runner where all kinds of smaller private label products can be manufactured from those runners. So you have that. And you have Estee Lauder, who's a big player in the market, in the global market. And they have own everything from Clinique to MAC makeup to Origins to, I think they've purchased Bobbi Brown now. I think they actually own Bobbi Brown now.
Oh, that was interesting because that was going to be my next question because that's such a popular one.
Yeah, so they own a lot. So there's those and they own more or less that. And then you have, you know, some of the smaller houses. But a lot of them, you know, their main concern is to give you a look that you want. It's not really any concern at all as to how does this product that you're putting on your skin, how is it going to cause you any deleterious effects down the road? That's really never an issue. So that's why, you know, companies like Sunrider, there are a few of us on, you know, if you shop at like Whole Foods or Sprouts Market, you'll see a couple of these smaller little private label companies that are coming up that are really so much better for your long-term health.
So what part of your career did you start to pay attention to the health benefits of cosmetics?
I think actually, you know, I worked for Sunrider in 1992 and I was in my early 30s at the time and I'd just gone through a really bad divorce and I was really ill. I was really sick actually, and it was a godsend actually how I got here, because I was in this very dysfunctional marriage and I had a little girl. I think my daughter was about 5 or 6 at the time, and I had this job. I was a speaker for Lancome, and I would do all the platform speaking, like when they did fashion shows and things, and I would say, well, these are the colours that are for spring. But my hours were really bizarre. Like, I'd start at 1 in the afternoon and go to like 9 at night, but then like around 6 o'clock when my daughter was supposed to be picked up, I'd get this call from the school saying, you know, can someone come and pick your daughter up? And I'm like, oh, you know, and the manager obviously wasn't very impressed. So I remember I prayed one day and I said, please, please, God, just find me a job where I can take care of my daughter and I'm doing what I love to do and I can take care of her and I can help people in the process. And I kid you not, within a couple of days, a woman came along to me. She saw me on the stage and she came up to me and she gave me a business card and she said, I'd really love to give you a job. And I looked at this card and it was a Sunrider card. She said, you know, the owner's Chinese, her name is Mrs. Chen, so I can schedule an appointment. And well, I didn't really think much of it. I put it in my uniform pocket and it got washed in the washing machine and then I pulled it out. And I pulled out this card and I thought, I'll give them a call. So she said, oh yeah, come down, you know, she'd love to meet with you. So I met with Mrs. Chen, who maybe some of our callers are aware of Mrs. Chen. And she's a lady, she's a brilliant woman. She's a medical doctor from Hong Kong. But the problem was, I speak a lot slower now. Imagine I'm just off the boat from England, so I talk really quick. And then she's really just off the boat from China, and so we really didn't communicate very well.
That's hilarious.
So she said she didn't think I'd be very good because no one would understand me.
Now, just for listeners, Mrs. Chen is the co-owner of Sunrider International.
Yeah. And anyway, then they called me back and said, yeah, she'd love you to start. She looked at your resume and she thought, you know, you'd be quite well suited. And it was interesting because then I got introduced to all of the Sunrider foods. And because I was very, very skinny and ill, barely could get through the day, you know, with all the drama of the divorce, I could barely get through the day. And so I got introduced to these foods, and then I'd been using like very toxic skincare prior to coming here. And then Mrs. Chen said, you know, you need to use all of ours. And it was amazing how, this is going to sound really weird, but I used to use this lipstick previously. I absolutely loved the color. But every time I would put it on, I would get a really bad headache. And then I would wipe it off and I would feel okay. So when I started to use all the Sunrider products, my skin looked amazing. I really did start to look younger and healthy. And then combining that with drinking like the Cali tea, which is our great beverage. You know, obviously I'm a tea drinker because I'm from England, so I could really relate to the Cali. And I got friendly with some of the local IBOs, so I started taking the Quinery, and the New Plus is a great product. Just as a, you know, a sideline for the skin, it really is a good product to actually regenerate the skin from the inside out.
The Quinery?
Yeah, the Quinery and the New Plus, actually.
Yes.
So that's really when I started to put it all together, how I felt better, how I looked better, and I had more energy to really enjoy and really enjoy my life. And that's really how I was so blessed to be in this environment at that particular time in my life. And
wow.
And I'm so blessed to be here every day. It's a great company. I mean, I work in the headquarters in California, and it's like a big family. We have almost 200 employees, but you have to be a certain type of person to work here because we are a family here.
Yes, yes. And that does require, you're definitely a team player because, you know, your actions affect everybody.
Absolutely. And you can't just say, oh, that's not my job. We all, you know, we all chip in and we do what we need to do to make, you know, Sunrider successful for the Chens and for everybody that enjoys this as well.
That is a beautiful story. And, you know, this is so foundational, pardon the pun, of learning how you came to this because you organically learned about the benefits of your nutrition for skincare and also what just not knowing about your cosmetics, how that factored into your health. I mean, my goodness, who would have ever connected the dots of lipstick and a headache? I certainly wouldn't have.
I know.
It's crazy. Well, listen, this first segment's flying by. Let's take a short break, listen to our commercial, and we'll be right back with Julie.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work. Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, there's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The Dr. Pat Show is moving. We're not changing times, just the channel. Starting Thursday, May 2nd, join Dr. Pat at her new home, the Voice America Empowerment Channel, every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Mark your calendars now. Dr. Pat's new home is the Voice America Empowerment Channel. We'll see you there starting May 2nd.
Welcome back to Sisters Talk Radio. This is Mona, and Savitri will be back with us on the next show. And my guest today is Julie McCluey, who is in charge of the marketing of cosmetics for Sunrider International. And she's been in this industry for over 25 years and has some fantastic experience. And so welcome back, Julie.
Thank you, Mona.
Great. Well, listen, I want to chat with you about lipstick since that's what sparked this theme of this show. I was reading that there was a new study just released by the University of California, Berkeley School of Public Health that has uncovered new concerns about conventional lipsticks. This, you know, if you go to the drugstore and you buy lipsticks, mm-hmm. even if you go to these, you know, department stores and buy lipsticks, they found that 32 common lipstick and lip gloss products tested were found to contain high levels of cadmium, chromium, and at least 5 other metals. And of these 32 products tested, 24 of them, or 75%, contained lead, which is known to cause brain cancer, cellular and DNA damage. And so, Julie, why on earth, how does lead even get in a lipstick, and why is it in there?
Well, I think it comes from some of the coloring that they use. It's from like the, just particularly in red lipstick, because there's a lot of lead. When it's like paint, you know, there's lead in paint.
Uh-huh.
So it's a lot of the coloring that they use to get the hues that they want. So they're not using more natural, they're not using a natural safe coloring when they process a product. So it's primarily, it's coming from that source. And you can also use it to solidify the product as well. So, you know, the lipstick doesn't, you know, if it's left in a warm environment, it will melt.
Yes.
So it'll also help with that as well. So that's the primary function of having that ingredient in it.
So if you have a matte lipstick, like, you know, matte colors, does that have a little, because that's a thicker lipstick, have a little bit more lead in it then?
It could do, absolutely, and definitely the dark colors, the dark reds will have more lead in them as well. A lot of it is, you know, in those darker colors.
So if you just started to wake up to what's in your lipstick, how would you know that there would be lead in your lipstick? I mean, if you looked, you know, a lot of these lipsticks don't always have all the ingredients on them.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way to tell whether a lipstick had lead in them or not, other than
They're not going to disclose it, no.
Wow. So tell me, what's in Sunrider? How does Sunrider formulate their lipsticks?
We have a whole laboratory where we create these products. And our primary ingredient is we don't use any animal byproducts, any animal proteins, no animal fats. Our base ingredient is an ingredient called squalene, which we get from virgin olive oil. So not only is it good for you, it's also very moisturizing and very hydrating to the lips as well. And our key coloring that we use to create all of our fabulous color line, we use a food grade coloring. So it's, you know, used in foods and it's good enough to eat. It's got no deleterious side effects. So we go the extra mile as well.
Wow, and that's really important because I saw a statistic where the average woman will eat like, or actually ingest over like 7 pounds of lipstick over her lifetime. And that's going to just get lodged in your liver amongst all the other stuff that gets lodged there. Here again, then you need the quine, you'll need the Cali and the Fortune to start clearing out your liver of all that stuff.
Absolutely.
It's crazy. So what's the big rage in cosmetics these days? What are you finding is the hot topic?
A big hot seller right now all over the world is the CC or the BB creams, which is like a tinted moisturizer. That's what's really big, you know, particularly in the Asian market. And even in America, people are becoming more aware that they have to wear a sunscreen. It's very important to protect your skin. So the tinted moisturizer is a big winner. And Sunrider, we've just launched one that's really great. And, you know, it looks really natural on most people. It's quite transparent, but it will, you know, even out any discoloration as well.
No, that is amazing. That's actually one product I use among many, but that is a fascinating product. I actually use a little drop of it under each eye every day just to smooth out the look and like even just on top of my eye cream because that gives you the coverage, but it just disappears perfectly. And it's got that...
It looks like not wearing anything at all. That just looks like your skin looks perfect, and you've also got your SPF 25 built in there, haven't you?
Yeah. So it's like it's not. I wouldn't exactly call it a foundation. although some people wear it as a foundation. But it was quite an amazing achievement to come up with that, because if you put on foundation, you know, you can usually tell you have foundation on, but man, you cannot tell with this product. It's quite fascinating, and yet you get the coverage.
Exactly, and it's good for you. It's hydrating, it's conceals, and you get into sun protection, which is most important. You know, the biggest aging factor to our skin is the sun.
Yeah.
I think it's a really great, you know, for everyone to use it, you know, make sure you're protected. So it's a really great product.
Yeah. So tell, you know, since we're talking about foundation, let's talk about the foundation market a little bit, because again, there's so much out there, that $91 billion industry. How, you know, where do you even begin to start to clarify what is safe, what's not safe?
Well, you know, keep it, you know, it's really important to go more natural if you can, and look at your ingredients. If it's got lanolin or mineral oil or animal, you know, say animal byproduct or animal fat, and it'll be disguised, but it'll be bovine extract or something in that description. You want to steer clear of it, because the skin is the largest living organ of the body. It's the body's first line of defense, and it breathes in oxygen and releases carbon dioxide. And if you put something very thick and occlusive, you're going to block that respiration that the skin needs. It's, so, you know, avoid all of those ingredients.
Now, is there also, I was also reading that because there's so little oversight in the cosmetics market, ingredients from China can sneak in there.
Right.
And I just, for all our listeners, I would just want to clarify, Sunrider does not source anything from China in any
No. We manufacture everything here in California, and all of our ingredients are, you know, local ingredients, and, you know, we may get some herbal botanicals that we use from other parts of the world, but, you know, it's all has to, our laboratory and our LA plant where we manufacture everything is manufactured to pharmaceutical grade. And so, you know, we have to get all of those licenses. So it's constantly being, you know, regulated. And it's a very green environment as well. You know, we clear the air about every 5 seconds. It's kind of like, have you been there, Mona?
Yes.
The LA plant.
Yes, I have many times, and it's fascinating, fascinating. And I used to tell people, I was in medical sales for many years, and I called on surgery, and I actually went back to manufacturing facility of the company I was working for back in Texas.
Yeah.
Were you, you know, that's where I got to see where they manufactured surgical drapes and gowns, and, you know, that was pretty impressive. That was my first time being in that industry and seeing, you know, because that's, everybody has a standard, set standard, like surgery, it's clean, right? So you've got all the air flows and, you know, rounded corners to no dust, such a big deal. Then I go to Sunrider's manufacturing facility. I already had a set standard of what it would be like, more so than the average person. Mm-hmm. And I was completely blown away, because it was like the manufacturing, just looking around, was many times greater. The standards were many times greater than what I was used to, even from surgical drapes and gowns. It was incredible. And when I went to the cosmetics piece, which was really funny, if you've never seen lipsticks made, you know, to go to the lipstick room, and they're, you know, it's like they're just baking, you know, they've got these little trays that have all the beautiful colors in them. And it's just like, oh my God, it's just like baking little trays of pettifors. Because it was beautiful, and you can eat all of them. I mean, they're totally safe. And that's why I wanted to have you on the show, is because it's so hard to find a company that you can really trust. And if you've got health concerns and you never connected the dots between your cosmetics, your skincare, and your health, this is the show for you, because this is where Sunrider is so dedicated to caring, not about how you look, but that you have the health to back it up. And that's what I just am so, you know, I love that about Sunrider.
Absolutely. And it's, you know, and I think women are, you know, with the internet, you know, today, and, you know, women are becoming more aware And I think that's why we are growing in leaps and bounds, particularly with our skincare, because, you know, even when you rub something onto the skin, within 47 seconds, it can penetrate into the bloodstream. So if you're getting a buildup of all them toxins, it is going to play a toll on your health somewhere down the line.
Oh, absolutely. And that's the beauty of Sunrider, is that they've got, you know, when you make a shift to a more clean form of cosmetics, you got to clean out the old stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's where their foods really support the process. When you drink the teas that help clean that liver that's got all that other stuff piled in there, then you can start putting the healthy skincare on there. And then you start to, over time, like you experienced when you came to Sunrider, mm-hmm. it's not an overnight thing. You know, your body takes time to clean that stuff out.
Absolutely, yeah.
And, you know, thankfully you'll clean that stuff out, because if you don't, that's what causes your ill health down the road, or one of many reasons. But it certainly doesn't help. So you've got the best of both worlds. You've got the nutrition and you've got the skincare that can back that up, which is beautiful. And so we're getting ready to take another quick break here. The time goes by so fast. So when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about certain avenues of your product line. So Julie, stay with us. And you're listening to Sisters Talk Radio, and we will be right back.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work. Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, there's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.
The Michael Shane Show. Conversations with the Ascended Masters on Transformation Talk Radio.com on the third and fourth Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. To connect with the Ascended Masters and raise your vibration, call in for a live on-air reading with Michael and the Ascended Masters. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L Shane.com. Or call 800-508-6437 to schedule a full healing session.
Now you can have a superpower memory and have information at your mental fingertips. Release your memory power in just a few short hours. You could be able to remember over 100 people's names after meeting them only once. Learn foreign languages faster and easier than ever before with your new memory power. Students can get better grades with less study time and effortlessly remember information for tests. This memory system is a revolutionary breakthrough. It's fast and it can work for everyone. You can develop a superpower memory and be able to remember facts and information, details, statistics. Amaze everyone you meet with your superpower memory.
For free information on this revolutionary breakthrough for memory improvement, call toll-free 877-749-9388. That's 877-749-9388. If you can't remember the number, you need this course more than anyone. Call 877-749-9388 right now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Sisters Talk Radio, to our third segment. And I've got my guest, Julie McCluey from Sunrider International here. And Julie's in charge of the cosmetics area of Sunrider. So welcome back, Julie.
Thank you, Mona.
So let's start off the segment talking about foundations, because that is, you know, so many women want that magazine photoshopped cover look of that dewy, moist face. And how do you get that? And how do you get that safely? And that's where the foundation and cover up comes in. And so we're all, you know, there's so much skin that's broken out either from cleansing or just, you know, a bad environment. So what separates your foundations from the rest of the market?
Well, I think one of the separations is, you know, the way that your skin looks. I mean, you just get, they just do give you that perfect dewy look. And you can tell, I can tell our foundation, I can tell who's wearing it. It looks, just looks like you have totally perfect skin, and it never looks cakey or clogged.
Yes.
And because, again, it contains a squalene, it has a little bit of jojoba oil in it. It has hyaluronic acid in it, so it's keeping skin really, really moist. It's got wonderful, wonderful ingredients, and also a little bit of a sunscreen, so it's going to protect you as well.
So let's talk about that hyaluronic acid, because that was that's still a big term around in cosmetics. You see it just by itself. You see it mixed in things. So tell our listeners what it is and how Sunriders is different.
Well, we use a very, very high-grade sodium hyaluronate acid, which is the highest grade you can get. A lot of them on the market, they actually incorporate a lot of binders into their products, so it won't be a pure source. And we use this potent source that has the ability to hydrate and bind moisture more than 3,000 times its weight. So it binds with moisture from the air, and then your moisture then is attracted to your skin, so it keeps the skin very moist and very dewy.
So this is, you said a key thing there, because at the beginning you said hyaluronic acid. A lot of other companies will put fillers and binders in there.
Yeah.
Yet you can still buy, like I saw at a health food store, you know, like, oh no, it's like all hyaluronic acid, but you think, oh, this is great. There it is. Mm-hmm. But you don't really have any way to know that it's actually pure.
Pure? No, you don't. And so you'd really have to, you know. So it depends. The pure, one of the purest sources is the sodium hyaluronate, that's the purest source that you can actually purchase from. You know, you buy it. You know, from our source, and it's the most expensive and the purest and the cleanest. And it, you know, and it also has an ability to blend well with maybe vitamin C and peptides are another big ingredient that we use to help with to create the penetration of the hyaluronic acid and the penetration of the protein molecule from the peptide. And all of these help your skin to look smoother and younger looking without creating any inflammation. Because sometimes when you're trying to push a lot of product, a lot of ingredients into one product, what happens is your skin is going to react because, you know, the for want of a better word, all of these key ingredients like hyaluronic acid, peptides and vitamin C, they're not blending well together. So they create an inflammation. So a lot of it is in how you bake the cake, basically.
Oh, fantastic. That's great. I never knew that. And, you know, I know that there are a lot of specialty creams in Sunrider that can be used for different skin conditions. So maybe you can just hit on a couple of the popular ones. And which one has the most hyaluronic acid in it?
I think the one with the most hyaluronic acid, I have to probably say it's probably our new Dr. Chen Use Mask. Because this is intensive cream gel, and
I have used that, and that is fabulous. If you have dry skin or damaged skin, that is amazing cream.
Yeah, it's really, really fantastic, and also the Dr. Chen Use Emulsion is very in it. That's in quite high, actually quite high concentration of hyaluronic acid is also in the youth emulsion. So we've got a little bit of it in both of them. And it's in a lot of our products, actually. We have a lot of it also in the in the Dr. Chen refining and lifting, it's got a very high percentage in that as well.
So if you have spots on your skin, like aging spots or, you know, just discoloration, what is that from?
That could be from, you know, hormonal. When women, you know, like pregnancy mask, it's called hyperplasia, and you can generally get it, you know, because your hormones, you know, it's that catalyst that, you know, creates all of the things that happen to the body, but they also, some of those hormones can come exude through the skin, and then they create, they get keratinized when you get too much sun exposure. Anytime, you know, too much sun, especially maybe if you're not feeling too, you're not taking good care of yourself, you're not wearing a good sunscreen, you could get brown spots that way. Some people say it can be from the liver as well. If you're not cleansing very well, a lot of the toxin will come through the skin because the body's trying to cleanse itself, and one of the largest cleansing organs of the body is the skin. So the toxins will come out through the skin, and that they get exposed to pollution and, you know, pollution and ultraviolet light, and that will cause a brown spot as well.
Ah, wow. And so is it when you, which is easier, well, that's probably too general of a question, but when you have a brown spot and you go to a cream, you try to use it from the outside in using a cream, is that, in Sunrider, is that just as effective, or is it better to treat it nutritionally?
I think both ways. I would do inside out and outside in, because we have a great product. The brightening serum is really effective. It was just been newly reformulated recently, and you can actually, we use a non-irritating form of stabilized vitamin C and a lot of herbal botanicals in it that are able to lighten and brighten the skin. Plus it has hydrocinic acid. Hydrocinamic acid is really great at lightening and tightening the surface of the skin. So we don't use anything toxic in that product, and it really works great on those areas where you have a larger brown spot. It will lighten it, and in many cases, it will disappear.
So what if you have like a scar that you want to cover up? What's good for a scar?
I think like the Supreme Emulsion, which is an alpha hydroxy acid, is very good for scars, or the Rebuild product is also very good for scars as well. And that's an alpha hydroxy acid in a great delivery, because a lot of alpha hydroxy acids on the market will make your skin very irritated, but ours is very... it's the way Dr. Chen's formulated it. It feels so nice on the skin. It doesn't sting. It doesn't make it inflamed. It just does its job in a very natural, gentle way.
So if you were using like Retin A, this would be the safe version of Retin A.
Absolutely, yes.
Because I had a friend who used that consistently, and oh my God, it was painful to watch.
Yeah.
You know, because it's over a couple of days, your skin gets really red and peels, and it almost looks like you've been burned. And it's like, that can't be good for you long term.
No, absolutely not. And it's his approach is so much more non-invasive and safer and gentler.
Wow, that's fantastic. You know, I wanted to just the other thing I wanted to touch on is, in a lot of cosmetics, you hear a lot of talk about like parabens and sodium lauryl sulfate. And now I know that those are not good, but I know that on some Sunrider ingredients, it still shows parabens as one of the ingredients. Mm-hmm. So there's many different parabens on the market, right? So can you talk about that? And just for our listeners that might be really still concerned about that?
Yeah, I think it just, again, depends on the source. You know, is it like a petroleum paraben? You know, it depends on the source of where you get it from. They use a lot of plant-based parabens in Sunrider, so they're much, you know, they're less toxic, and they're always our very last ingredients, so they're always in a very minimal amount. But the reason we keep them in, they're always at the very bottom of almost the very last ingredient.
Yes.
But the reason that we keep them in is that, quite honestly, there has not been another preservative that's been found that is as effective at killing bacterial, biological, bioburden that you might find in a product. And even when you're filling the line, there's, as you well know, because you were in pharmaceutical sales, so you know that there's, you know, there's bacteria in the air. Whenever you open a jar, everything is, you know, exposed to bacteria and viruses.
Yes.
So you don't all, you know, you just really don't want to put you or anyone at that risk.
Yes.
And also, we did look at doing some alternatives, some really natural ways to preserve the product. But, you know, the Chens are very fastidious.
Yes.
And they don't rush in it to anything. They want to do all of their due diligence before they'll put their name on it. So what was happening is we did try some other things like grapefruit seed extract is a possibility, and you'll find it at a lot of products in like Whole Foods and places like that. But when we went back and, you know, we tested the petri dishes, bacteria had grown on it. We were not convinced.
Ah, that's great to know, because I have in my hand a conditioner, oil-in conditioner for your hair, and the last four ingredients are a paraben. Just like you said, it's at the very end of the label.
Right.
And that's why I wanted to say that somebody could say, oh, you've got parabens in yours, and that's why I wanted to put it on record that you just haven't found anything better that keeps the bacteria.
No, and Mrs. Chen's a medical doctor, so, you know, and I'm personally myself, I had a fungal infection from using a product that was not preserved. I was really into using all these natural products for a while, and that can be really very hard to
take care of. It's break time again. It goes so fast. Well, you're listening to Sisters Talk Radio with Mona and Julia McCluey, and we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work. Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, there's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Now you can have a superpower memory and have information at your mental fingertips. Release your memory power in just a few short hours. You could be able to remember over 100 people's names after meeting them only once. Learn foreign languages faster and easier than ever before with your new memory power. Students can get better grades with less study time and effortlessly remember information for tests. This memory system is a revolutionary breakthrough. It's fast and it can work for everyone. You can develop a superpower memory and be able to remember facts and information, details, statistics. Amaze everyone you meet with your superpower memory.
For free information on this revolutionary breakthrough for memory improvement, call toll-free 877-749-9388. That's 877-749-9388. If you can't remember the number, you need this course more than anyone. Call 877-749-9388 right now.
Welcome back to our final segment with Sisters Talk Radio. This is Mona, and I have my guest, Julie McClooey from Sunrider, on the line. Thank you, Julie.
Hello.
Great. Well, listen, I wanted to talk in this last segment about a couple of things that you that a lot of women probably don't give any thought to, and even men, because there's a huge market for men in cosmetics and skincare. But if you like to run or you like to walk and you're walking down the street and all the cars are going by, you have no idea how much particulate matter your skin is picking up from just the airborne pollutants. And one of my all-time favorite products is the Oilin Cleansing Cream, because as long as I have been a Sunrider, I have used that, and that is designed to take off those oil-based impurities, right?
Right.
So let's talk about that, because I know when people think about cleansing their skin, they're not thinking about, well, is that an oil-based impurity or a water-based impurity?
Right, exactly. And I love that. I say to someone, if you're on a really tight budget, that is a product that you really can't be without, because as you're cleansing, you've noticed, Mona, that as you're cleansing your skin, it's actually moisturizing and hydrating your skin at the same time. It's lifting all the impurities up, and it has just wonderful ingredients like evening primrose oil, safflower oil, sunflower oil. I think it has a little bit of royal jelly in there.
Yes.
It's an incredible formulation that is so nutritious, but it actually cleans, and then you can wipe everything off. But when you remove it, your skin feels so soft, and then, you know, all of that oil-based impurities has just been lifted away, and then you can go ahead and really do a nice deep pore cleanse.
Exactly.
Really get in there, and, you know, all the sebaceous gland oils are moved out. And it's very important that we do that, because two-step cleansing is a must for beautiful skin. Because if we don't remove it, then we get enlarged pores as we age, because we get a buildup of oils from the sebaceous gland and all makeup, and we need to really get in there and clean it out.
It's
and
so as you true.
And as you were telling me, Mona, you love the warm facial scrub. The oily and warm facial scrub is a great choice. And then we have Dr. Chen's facial scrub, which is a great choice for men as well, particularly on the oily T-zone, the forehead, the nose, and the chin, where the sebaceous gland is more active. So I definitely recommend that. And I think that's why our Sunriders look so young, is because
so
they have this great two-step cleanse.
Yes. And this is the reason I mentioned this product is that there's a lot of women that have problems with blackheads around their nose area.
Right.
And that's so hard to get clean. And that's one thing I have not ever suffered from, because I'm using that cleansing cream. And without a doubt, I don't care how tiny your ritual is, because I have women that say, well, you know what? I don't want to fuss with that. Or I don't want to, I don't have a beauty routine. And I'm thinking, no, have just this one thing. Rub it on your face because it feels so good. And then put a hot washcloth on at the end of the day. And you can literally feel all those impurities melting. And that's what keeps your pores from not plugging up. And I have not found any other cold cream, anything that does as good a job as that cleansing cream.
And that's it's great. And it has olive oil in it, and squalene and jojoba. It's just brilliant. It's a fantastic formulation. And
truly. And if I'm exhausted and I don't have time to do a whole bunch of stuff, I'll just do that and put on my moisturizer.
And that's good enough, on those nights when you're dead tired and and you know that you're doing. I'm the same way. You just need to flop into bed.
But
at least you've removed everything and you've added some moisture, and you know what, you're good to go.
Good to go. That is not even 5 minutes. That's 2 minutes.
2 minutes. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And a little tip for our good folks is, make sure you do your nice effleurage, a little bit of long flowing motion, because what you do every day, 365 days of the year, really, really helps with how we age. So, nice upward and outward motions, up across the forehead, up across the cheekbones, up from the décolleté, up the neck. And just give yourself a little 1 minute massage, and it makes a big difference. You'll really notice it oxygenates
the skin,
and your skin comes to life, doesn't it?
So true. You know, if people want are interested in hearing a little bit more about this, you can contact me through the Sisters Talk Radio website. I have a tab at the top of the page that says Sunrider. And just email me and I'll be happy to answer any of your questions and show you how to get started on some of these amazing products that I've used for over 22 years. But in our short little bit of time left, I wanted to have you just touch upon permanent cosmetics because, you know, that's going around and very popular. It's like, oh, great, I'll get my eyeliner permanently tattooed on my eyelids. So what do you know about that?
Well, I know that, you know, it can't be that good for you because, you know, we know that within 47 seconds, whatever we put on the bloodstream goes on the skin, on the epidermis, the outer layer of the skin goes into the bloodstream. And, you know, a lot of times they're using like an ink dye to actually apply so that it's going to stay. Sometimes it will last for years and years. And sometimes, you know, I do a lot of corrective makeup in as much as someone's going somewhere, they're going to, oh, let's say, you know, a big reunion or they're going to a 55th wedding anniversary, they come in and they get the makeup done and I have to help to make them look beautiful. And sometimes they've got this permanent makeup and it's, as it's aged, it's turned a really peculiar color. Like I've had a couple of ladies with green eyebrows.
Oh my God.
As the dye fades, it fades in some really interesting hues. So we have to try to correct that. So, you know, you've got to be really careful and very careful when they're doing the eyeliner around the eye because, you know, they're using a very penetrating needle around the eye. So I would, you know, find out what kind of dyes. There may be more safe natural dyes out there that I am not aware of, but do your due diligence because you want to stay well and healthy.
Yes.
To your very last day.
So here's another good question I want to put in here is, are there any GMOs in your cosmetics?
No, there are not.
Great. That's really important because GMOs are a hot topic right now. And, you know, it's just really important that people know what's in their skincare because that just factors in on your health so much. And also, what about mascara? Your mascara has been, I've used for years, is fantastic. But there's a lot of garbage in mascara.
I know there is a lot like tar, a lot of tar that's very irritating. They use a lot of chemicals to keep, you know, like now to actually like perm the lashes. I mean, it's highly, highly toxic that's in there and very, very irritating. You'd be amazed. I have so many women that come in that actually cannot use mascara at all, you know, because then they've not used any for 20 years and they'll come in, I'll do a makeover on them and they can actually use our mascara because we use natural coloring. It's very high in vitamin E and A, and we use a lot of squalene again in the formulation. So it's actually more like a mascara, but also an eyelash conditioner as well. So it's actually helping the lashes grow, lengthen, grow, and get thicker.
Ah, great. Well, you know, it's amazing how fast this time goes. So if you're listening to this show and you use Sunrider, forward this link on to your Sunrider friends. If you're new to Sunrider, you're welcome to go to the tab at the top of Sisters Talk Radio, and I've got information on Sunrider. Or you can also go to sunrider.com, and there's a lot of information that you can find out about the company, which is, you know, it's a fantastic company. It's worldwide. They ship all over, and you can learn a little bit about Sunrider and just the various areas that they can. They're huge and contributing to many various causes, and it's just a beautiful company. And again, Julie, you've been there for 20 some years now.
Well, actually, I left for a while because I went back to Europe, so I've been back now about 5 years. So I came back in 2008, so I've been back for quite a while now, and very, very happy to kind of done full circle with my career. So it's like coming home and very happy to be here. And a lot of exciting things going on now with Sunrider with our new Sun Trim weight loss program. Because I think weight loss and beauty kind of go hand in hand. So
we had a
little training here last night with Ruben Chen, Dr. and Mrs. Chen's second child. He's an MD and he did it. And he's spearheading that. So a lot of really wonderful, exciting things
Great.
Going on.
Well, we'll have to have you back on again, Julie, because there's many more areas that I didn't get to touch upon. But thank you so much for being my guest here on Sisters Talk Radio. And be sure to tune in next week for another fabulous edition. And we'll see you next week. Have a lovely weekend, everybody. And thank you, Julie.
Thank you, Mona. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning into Sisters Talk Radio with Mona and Savitri. Listen live each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Mona and Savitri, visit SistersTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.